farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Citrus greening, or the yellow dragon disease, may be the most serious disease affecting citrus plants. It's spread by the insect Asian citrus psyllid. This vector was first discovered in Jamaica in 2002. In today's program, we'll tell you how the government has been helping farmers battle the disease. This is Calling Farmers, and I'm Aldine Campbell. Good morning.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and answer knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachiko and NHF. Financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
As the citrus industry battles citrus greening, the government is assuring farmers of its continued commitment to effectively manage the disease and ensure the sustainability of the industry. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermon Spence, says the ministry has been undertaking several measures, including aggressive vector control and monitoring of nurseries in order to combat the disease. In 2009, citrus greening was confirmed in major citrus growing areas in Jamaica. Both the vector and the disease are now present island-wide.
The cost of managing this pest is very prohibitive, and many of the smaller players, as indicated, even the bigger players now, are really in a bind with regards to maintaining the fields. We do not want you to simply give up. We are giving a commitment to assisting in this fight.
The name greening comes from the fact that citrus greening disease causes trees to produce predominantly greened fruits, which fail to ripen. The fruits also produce a bitter, salty flavor when processed. Upon discovery of the citrus greening disease, the ministry embarked on a $480,000 technical cooperation program with the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, to assist in area-wide management of the problem. Mr. Spence says the program also sought to improve the capability to produce clean material in the nurseries, improve diagnostic ability, and carry out public education. It also saw the establishment of 2 greenhouses for nursery production. Following the FAO program, the ministry developed an exit strategy which involved implementation of an integrated management response program. This strategy saw the introduction of the FAO's Area-Wide Integrated Management System, AIMS, in all citrus-growing areas of the island.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10, at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice, 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
And now to our proverb of the day. Victory no come from lying down in your bed. Meaning, success does not come without hard work. Success depends on the amount of effort expended. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And that brings us to the end of our program. Join us tomorrow when we look at other important developments in the agricultural sector. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website, jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Aldine Campbell. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.